You know, the winter months are a time when a lot of people find themselves in a situation where they're getting really depressed. You know, I live in California now, but I grew up in a colder area out in Connecticut. And I remember everybody putting on 15 pounds and, you know, during the winter, everybody, you know, getting a little bit more moody, you know, not being as energetic as they should be. And a lot of people falling into kind of a depressive state where they didn't feel like they had a lot of control over their lives, right? Because the weather controls you. You have to put a lot of your plans on hold. You don't get to see the sun every day. And, you know, it stinks. It stinks, right? The winter stinks. But the winter is also cool too. I mean, I do miss the cold sometimes, but for a lot of people, it's just a dark time period. And me saying that I miss the cold probably is a product of me being out in California. But what I want to do today is just talk to you guys out there who are in the colder areas of the United States and talk to you about three things you can do to just stay in shape over the winter time, right? Just stay in shape over the winter time. And, you know, it sounds like, and I'm talking about it right now, it sounds like it's almost an easy thing, right? You just stay disciplined, do this, do that. But the reality is that if you have a strategy, you can be in just as good of shape during the wintertime as you are in the summertime when you're getting ready for beach time. And, you know, by taking care of your fitness during the colder months, you're also going to stave off a lot of that depression, a lot of those dark feelings that you get during the winter. So let's talk about it. The first thing is this, and this is going to sound like the littlest thing, but when you go to work, take your gym clothes with you. Put them in a bag, get them in the car with you, keep them in the car. Don't keep them in the house, right? Of course, you want to bring them in and wash them, but at nighttime, bring a new set, leave them in your car. Now, why is that? Well, it's because during those cold winter months, the last place you're going to want to be doing, the last thing you're going to be doing is getting in and out of your cold car, right? So what you want to do is you want to stick your gym clothes in the car with you so that when you get, if you don't have to come home, right? If you come home, you get out of your car, you go into your warm house, you're not going to want to go back out again. So this way you can go straight from work to the gym, get a good workout in, and, you know, get that energy that you need in order to keep your mind going. All right. So real simple first one. Next one, instead of always, you know, planning out to go to the gym and things like that, or instead of trying to go outside and doing a lot of running and that sort of thing, try to do high intensity interval training in your own home, right? So rather than getting up in the morning and going and putting your gloves on and getting your sneakers on and everything like that, and then venturing out into the cold and trying to build your courage up so you can do it, go ahead and do 100 burpees right in your living room, right? You'll get a great workout from that. You'll get all the cardio you need, and you don't have to go outside and run around in the cold, all right? That's a big one. Of course, if you can tolerate the cold and you got the gloves and you like running, you can go outside and do that too. The cold is great to run in. I love it. It makes you really energetic. Will help you feel really good. But the burpees will do the trick for those of you who don't want to get outside. All right. Now, finally, and this is a big one, make sure you're sticking to your diet, right? Make sure you're sticking to your diet. In the wintertime, it's really easy to say, all right, I'm going to eat a bunch of pizza. I'm going to eat a lot of junk food, put on my 15 pounds over the winter. I'll just lose it over the springtime. But that can have a huge impact on your mental mindset. It could have a huge impact on your mood. It can have a huge impact on how you feel and your energy throughout the day. So make sure that you're trying to eat as well as possible over the winter. Get lots of vegetables in. Get a lot of good protein in your body. Don't load yourself up with junk and all that other stuff, the sugar, the Pop-Tarts, that kind of stuff. that will definitely create a deleterious effect on your mood, on your energy, and everything else. All right. This one's super short, super sweet. And I made it because I feel for those of you out there who are in those colder states. I'm lucky I get to be here in California. I don't have to worry as much about it. I can go out, I can do all my fitness stuff and not shiver my butt off. But this is for you guys who are out there freezing right now. We'll be back at you this Friday with some warrior notes. And until then, get out there and live your best lives while you can.